You are listening to Hillary Topper On Air, the small business podcast to help you grow both personally and professionally. And now, here's your host, Hillary Topper.
Bunions are fairly common problems in the United States, affecting approximately 25% of the country's population. They can cause severe pain and discomfort, making it difficult to walk or perform many daily activities. I'm Hillary Topper, and this is Hillary Topper On Air. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Jason R. Miller, DPM, a foot and ankle surgeon at Premier Orthopedics in Malvern, Pennsylvania. He's going to discuss Lapiplasty 3D bunion correction, a relatively new procedure that uses special titanium plates to restabilize and secure the joint. In addition, Dr. Miller is a paid consultant of Treace Medical Concepts, Inc. Welcome to the show, Dr. Miller.
Thank you, Hillary.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
So I'm a doctor of podiatric medicine, meaning that I specifically specialize in below the knee surgery, foot and ankle surgery in the state of Pennsylvania. So my 4 years of training at Temple University Hospital was unique to basically performing foot and ankle surgery on adult and pediatric patients of all walks of life. So, you know, unlike some other physicians that, you know, may specialize in foot and ankle where they do a general residency and then do maybe a year of fellowship for foot and ankle, my training specifically involved foot and ankle surgery. So that's where my area of expertise lies.
So talk with us about bunions. What are they and how do they occur?
So most people assume that a bunion is actually just a growth of bone on the side of their foot, when in reality, a bunion is actually a bone deformity that's caused by an unstable joint. And that is what allows the big toe to begin to drift out of alignment. And then your tendons and ligaments sort of add in on the fun by pulling it over even further once the toe begins to deviate against your second toe on the side. So it is a relatively progressive condition and certainly leads to a lot of comfort, discomfort, and severe pain. Really, a lot of times patients come in and say, you know, look, I've tried different shoes already. I've tried, you know, these variety of things. I'm having problems now. It was originally when I would run or exercise. Now they even hurt when I'm walking or just going to work on a daily basis. So, you know, the really scary thing about it is that really one in four Americans have bunions, and that number can be much higher in certain other parts of the world. But here in the U.S., that's the reality. It's about 25%. So it is a problem that we see more frequently, you know, in females. But quite honestly, after doing as many Lapiplasties as I have, I've seen quite a few men as well. And one of the reasons I think men tend to get away with the bunion deformities is men's shoes. You can get wider widths and you don't have the problems that women have where they try to go wide, then their heels are swimming in the shoe and the bunion then, you know, becomes a problem, a friction problem for them. So those are kind of the little statistics and really the real thing that bunions are in reality.
Now, I always thought that bunions were a genetic thing. So you're saying it's not?
Well, genetically, you are prone to inherit one of your parents' foot types. So very frequently, and I've seen three generations in my practice of patients where they all have almost identical types of feet. So mechanically, you inherit, and structurally, you inherit a certain foot type. Whether or not that leads to a bunion or not depends on, you know, a variety of factors, how active they are, maybe what type of shoes that they wore early in life. But certainly the foot type itself that is inherent to a lot of bunions is probably a genetic or inherited condition. But they certainly will develop outside of either one of your parents. Maybe neither parent had a bunion, but, you know, the child may get it. So You know, there is a genetic factor to it. There's certain feet that are more prone to getting bunions, and that's something that we certainly see in practice.
So what are some of the options available for people who are looking to get rid of these bunions?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's definitely something that some patients can manage quite well with padding or different types of shoes. And those things do work for some people. When those things fail to work or provide the relief that the patient needs, then we start talking about surgical options. So traditionally, one of the things that we've done in the foot and ankle world is performed what's called a 2D or two-dimensional or two-plane type of correction. And that's essentially where we would cut the metatarsal bone somewhere in the middle or towards the head of the bone and then move it over and shave off the remaining portion. While cosmetically, that would oftentimes give the result that people were looking for, the problem was is it wasn't a hardy, long-lasting result because the instability really lies more proximal than that, further back at the joint behind it. And by not correcting the instability there, that's what leads to a much higher rate of recurrence. So what we've seen is that up to 70% of patients who've had this traditional type of bunionectomy can experience a recurrence of their bunion and become unhappy, not only with the cosmetic appearance, but of the functional properties of the bunion itself. And in some of these cases, these patients were off their feet for 6 to 8 weeks with these surgeries before they were able to get back on it. So it's a unfortunate investment, a time investment for the patient that didn't lead to a long-lasting result.
So now you are now performing this Lapiplasty 3D bunion correction surgery. Can you tell us what this is and how it works?
Yes. So the Lapiplasty procedure is based off a tried and true surgical procedure called the Lapidus bunionectomy. So the concept here is based on a tried and true surgical correction that we've been using for, you know, well over 50 years. However, what this system does is it allows the surgeon to get a reproducible, consistent result in correcting all three planes or that 3D dimension of the bunion and getting that joint stabilized in a way that allows the patient to get back onto their feet much more quickly. Mm-hmm. So the system really is designed in a way that's very creative and basically allows the surgeon a almost robotic type of approach to performing it, where we can get the same type of results every single time we do this, as opposed to some surgical procedures where there's a fiddle factor, so to speak, of trying to get things aligned three-dimensionally. So what we see with this procedure with Lapiplasty is that because of the fixation construct being so stable, is that 97 to 99% of our patients maintain that 3D correction a year to a year and a half later in the clinical trials that we've looked at. So there's just under 500,000 bunion procedures performed every year in the US, and over 30,000 patients have currently been treated with the Lapiplasty procedure since it was FDA cleared in 2015.
Wow. Well, before we move on, I just have to say I'm so appreciative of our sponsors and must take this time out to thank them. Please support our sponsors and tell them that you heard about them on Hillary Topper on Air. Special thanks to the Russo Law Group, The Profit Express, Pop International Galleries, Gold Bennis LLP, and the Pagalis Law Group. Now back to you, Dr. Miller. We're talking about bunions and a treatment option called Lapiplasty 3D Bunion Correction. What are some of the benefits of this treatment option? Is it just the recovery that's quicker?
Well, the recovery is definitely quicker. And we're talking about, you know, on average in my patient population, about 10 days where the patient's full weight bearing in a boot. So this is a far cry from the 6 to 8 weeks of being in a cast or a splint that we used to do with this type of procedure. But I guess the other advantage of it would be the fact that the procedure really does address all three dimensions of the bone deformity that caused the bunion in the first place. And with it also doing that, it also has that low recurrence rate of 1 to 3% in these 12 12-month to 17-month clinical trials that have been performed.
Interesting. I'm curious, how do people feel after the procedure? Can you share any case studies or success stories with our listeners?
Sure. I'd say probably, you know, one of the most remarkable quick recoveries is a patient I performed this procedure on that's a triathlete. And she's a true warrior. She's, you know, in her 60s and finishes in the top of her age group consistently. Probably would beat a lot of 30-year-olds as a triathlete. And she really struggled with a bunion for a few years, and it was beginning to really significantly impact her ability to train. About the only area where she could train without pain was swimming. So riding a bike was painful, running was painful. So we examined her, we did radiographs of her feet and determined that she was a good candidate for the Lapiplasty and that she truly had a triplanar 3D bunion. So we got her corrected. And 6 weeks postoperative, she began to go into sneakers. Now, you know, keep in mind, this was something where somebody was in a cast for 6 weeks, let alone getting into sneakers. And between 6 and 8 weeks, she was running in a zero gravity trainer, which you may see in professional sports, you know, athletes where they have, you know, special shorts and they're able to get into that, a treadmill situation and begin to run by taking off nearly all the body weight off their feet. And by week 9 to 10, she was actually getting onto pavement and training. And by week 12, she was beginning to train for a marathon again. And I'm pleased to say that she finished in the top of her age group when she went back to compete 5 months later. So it's a very rewarding, you know, experience, not only for her, the patient, but for me, the surgeon, when you receive an email with her a medal and, you know, pictures of her, you know, performing this race down at the Delaware Shore.
That is really awesome. I know so many people that suffer from these bunions, and this sounds like a really great solution for them. So let me ask you something. How can people get in touch with you and learn more about this surgery and even hire you to help them alleviate this?
Well, there's certainly a bunch of resources. Certainly Therese has a great resource on the Lapiplasty procedure. That would be at www.fixmytoe.com. There's fantastic computer generated videos on there. So there's nothing gory that any patient has to see. Some people choose to find videos on YouTube that show actual procedures, but the website itself has really well done computer generated images that really provide the patient with everything they need to know. To make an appointment with me directly, we do have our phone number, which would be 610-644-6900, or the patient could visit our website at premierortho.com. to find more information, not only about the procedure, but about myself as a physician and the other physicians in our group at Premier Orthopedics.
Awesome. This was so informative. I really appreciate your time coming on. And thank you for sharing this information with us. So you've got fixmytoe.com. If you can repeat the telephone number again, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. 610-644-6900. And it's been my pleasure, Hillary, to join you today.
Thank you. And I also want to thank our sponsors, the Russo Law Group, The Profit Express, Pop International Galleries, Gold Venice LLP, and the Pugalis Law Group. And last but not least, I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in each week. If you want more information on this show or any other show, visit our website at hillarytopperonair.com, or you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, you name it, we're out there. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.